Hallelujah, Christ is risen. Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Christ our Lord. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, who in the Paschal Mystery established the new covenant of reconciliation, grant that all who have been reborn into the fellowship of Christ's body may show forth in their lives what they profess by their faith, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. When the captain and the temple police had brought the apostles out of the temple, they had them stand before the council. The high priest questioned them, saying, "We gave you strict orders not to teach in this name. Yet here you have filled Jerusalem with your teaching, and you are determined to bring this man's blood on us." But Peter and the apostles answered, "We must obey God rather than any human authority. The God of our ancestors raised up Jesus, whom you had killed by hanging him on a tree. God exalted him at his right hand as leader and savior, that he might give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins. And we are witness to these things, and so is the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to those who obey him." The word of the Lord.
Thank you.
reading from the Revelation to John. John, to the seven churches that are in Asia, grace to you and peace to you from him who is and who was and who is to come, and from the seven spirits who are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead, and the ruler of the kings of the earth. To him who loves us and freed us from our sins by his blood, and made us to be a kingdom, priests serving his God and Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Look, he is coming with the clouds. Every eye will see him, even those who pierced him. And on his account, all the tribes of the earth will wail. So it is to be. Amen. I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. The word of the Lord.
Evening on that day, the first day of the week, and the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." But Thomas, who was called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands and put my finger in the mark of the nails, my hand in his side, I will not believe." A week later, his disciples were again in the house, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were shut, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it in my side. Do not doubt, but believe." Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have come to see me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written so that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that through believing, you may have life in his name. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Amen. Reading from today, not just because it's a familiar story about commonly called Doubting Thomas, but also it's a story that's read every year. And that is unusual because most of the gospel readings are cycled once every 3 years. So not only do you hear this reading once a year, you hear a sermon on it once a year, and you hear interpretations on how that possible reading applies to your life. And I'd like to talk about some of those interpretations you may have heard, but before doing so, I'd like to recap the story a little bit. So it was the first day, it was the evening of the first day after the crucifixion. And the apostles were all gathered together in a house, and they had the door locked because they were afraid of the authorities. They were afraid they might be arrested, and they didn't know what to do. And Jesus appeared among them. And it's not clear whether they recognized him immediately or not. My impression is that they didn't. It wasn't until he told them and said to them, "Peace be with you." And he opened up his hands and said, "Look at the scars on my hand and the scar on my side." And they all believed and they rejoiced in the risen Lord. And then Jesus breathed the Holy Spirit into them and sent them out into the world. Now, Thomas was not with them on this first meeting. And so a couple days later, we don't know exactly when, the apostles ran across Thomas. And I could imagine the conversation going something like this. "Hey, Thomas." "What?" "We saw Jesus." "What? Really, we saw Jesus. Are you crazy?" "No, Thomas, really, we saw Jesus. Why are you trying to trick me like this? I'm already depressed enough over this weekend. Why are you doing this to me?" "No, Thomas, we really saw Jesus." "What do you take me for, some kind of sap? What is this, April Fool's Day? What is this? I do not believe you." "No, we saw Jesus. He showed us his hands. He showed us his side." "Well, I'm not going to believe until I see his hands and his side as well." So a week later, they were all gathered together in the house again, and Thomas is with them this time. And Jesus appears again, and he goes to Thomas, and he opens up his hands and says, "Thomas, look at my hands and look at my side and believe. Put away your unbelief and believe." And Thomas immediately recognized Jesus and rejoiced in the risen Lord. So what are some of the interpretations that we could take from this reading? One could be is that you could just take it at face value. So Thomas is somebody that has a lack of faith. He's a doubter. He's not going to believe until he sees. That's not a very encouraging message, because the implication is to us is that if we have doubt in our faith, then maybe we're weak Christians and we are not doing something right to be good, solid Christians. It's not a message that I particularly care for, not one that I think is the right message out of this reading. Another one turns that around,
is that maybe doubt is healthy. Maybe that's a healthy part of being a Christian or just being a human being. There's no way that we can fully understand all the things of the world. We only have a piece of the information. So we make assumptions and we say we think this is the truth. But we need to be open. We have to have doubt that we know everything. We have to be open if we get new information that we need to adjust that worldview. So in this case, Thomas is a good example. He is showing us that doubt is healthy and that you should look at things more closely before you just totally believe them. And maybe that doubt that Thomas had was not in Jesus, but maybe it was in his friends. They come in telling him this really strange story. Well, that's probably healthy too, to have a little doubt about first time you hear something. If you read something in the newspaper, see something on the internet, somebody tells you a story, it's usually a good idea to check it out before you take it as being the whole truth. Not that people are necessarily lying. We've seen situations where two witnesses at the same accident will tell different stories. They're not lying, but they see it from a different perspective and tell the story from their own way they have processed it. So you need to look at things from different angles before you take everything to be the truth. And then maybe Thomas wasn't that different than his friends after all. Like I mentioned when I was telling the story, I'm not so sure that the other apostles believed until they actually saw their hands as well. What if it was Andrew that hadn't happened to be at that first meeting? We might be talking about the doubting Andrew story right now instead of the doubting Thomas story. Thomas just asked to have the same experience that the other apostles had. They got to see his hands inside. Thomas just wanted to see the same thing. And then one other interpretation, which is my favorite, is that I like to consider this a conversion story. This is a conversion from unbelief to belief. And that Thomas needed a little help, though, to get to that conversion. And that's what God does for us. We go on this path and this journey and we have doubts, but God will meet us wherever we are on that path and help us continue through that journey to the end. And Jesus did that for Thomas. Thomas said he needed to see to believe, and Jesus came and met Thomas at that point and said, "See, so you can believe," and Thomas did believe. Now, if we stop there, though, we would miss the whole, not the whole point of the story, but the continuing part of the story, because this is a two-part story. It's not just about conversion. It's also that Jesus sent them out in the world. He breathed the Holy Spirit in them and told them to go out in the world. We know that we're supposed to be God's hands in the world. Jesus gave us the framework from which to work on that. He told us to love God with all our heart, mind, and soul, to love ourselves, love our neighbors as ourselves, and to go out in the world within that framework and be his hands in the world. So as you do this action part of the story and you go out in the world and you have doubts, and you will have doubts, we all have doubts, Mother Teresa had doubts, if you do have doubts, don't be disheartened. Take heart that God will meet you on that journey where you are and take you the rest of the way. Amen.
Please stand with me as we profess our faith with the reading of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father of the Almighty, the maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshiped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
The prayers of the people are Form 3. They are found in your bulletin. Father, we pray for your holy Catholic Church. Grant that every member of the Church may truly and humbly serve you. We pray for Justin, our Archbishop, Michael, our Presiding Bishop, George, our Bishop, David, our Rector, and Pat, our Priest Associate, and for all bishops, priests, and deacons. We pray for all who govern and hold authority in the nations of the world, especially Barack, our president, and Bill and Nathan, our governors. Give us grace to do your will in all that we undertake. Have compassion on those who suffer from any grief or trouble. Give to the departed eternal rest. We praise you for your saints who have entered into joy. Let us pray for our own needs and those of others. We pray especially for those on our prayer list. For Margaret, Jean, Steve, Nicole, J.R., Blair, Michelle, Joan, Kevin, Paul, Marie, Chuck, Jimmy, Martha, Renee, Russell, Jaden, Brent, Ryan, Teddy, Richard, Wendell, Corinne, Jeff, Regina, James, Irene, Larry, June, Michael, Joe, Debbie, Margaret, LaDonna, Jackie, Laura, Pat, Bobby, Jack, Baylor, Duane, Shay, Amber, Bob, Randall, Ed, Margaret, Dawn, Gwen, Diane, Ed. Are there any others? We pray for those celebrating a birthday this week, especially Karen McAvoy and Jordan Putnam. And we pray for the members of our armed forces.
Lord, hear the prayers of your people and what we have asked faithfully. Grant that we may obtain effectually to the glory of your name through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
Thank you.
Good morning. Several announcements to which I would call your attention. First and foremost, a word of appreciation to our preacher, who's coming back now. It's a delight to have Gaines as our licensed lay preacher. He preaches about once every 3 months, and maybe that's not enough. But thank you very much. Would remind the congregation that we have a new adult class starting next Sunday at 9 o'clock. We'll be reading Friedman's Fables. And Ed Friedman, Rabbi Friedman, was very popular a few years ago, wrote a book entitled his Friedman's Fables. These stand alone, so come to the class. You can read it and don't have any homework, all right? Being the first Sunday of the month, I would remind you that the discretionary fund is from the loose offering today, and also our wellness committee, our parish nurse, will be offering blood pressure checks in the wellness center on your way back for refreshments. And then finally, your vestry is asking that you communicate with them about your opinion about anything and everything that has to do with St. Thaddeus. You've got the list of who they are, and they've also placed a suggestion box out there. I would ask that you sign that suggestion. It's helpful. Okay. Are there any other announcements? Walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God.
Thank you.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right to glorify you, Father, and to give you thanks. For you alone are God, living and true, dwelling in light inaccessible from before time and forever. Fountain of life and source of all goodness, you made all things and filled them with your blessing. You created them to rejoice in the splendor of your radiance. Countless throngs of angels stand before you to serve you night and day. And beholding the glory of your presence, they offer you unceasing praise, joining with them and giving voice to every creature under heaven. We acclaim you and glorify your name as we sing. Claim you, Holy Lord, glorious in power. Your mighty works reveal your wisdom and love. You formed us in your own image, giving the whole world into our care, so that in obedience to you, our Creator, we might rule and serve all your creatures. When our disobedience took us far from you, you did not abandon us to the power of death. In your mercy, you came to our help, so that in seeking you, we might find you. Again and again, you called us into covenant with you, and through the prophets, you taught us to hope for salvation. Father, you love the world so much that in the fullness of time, you sent your only Son to be our Savior. Incarnate by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, he lived as one of us, yet without sin. To the poor, he proclaimed the good news of salvation, to prisoners, freedom, to the sorrowful, joy. To fulfill your purpose, he gave himself up to death, and rising from the grave, destroyed death and made the whole creation new. And that we might live no longer for ourselves, but for him who died and rose for us, he sent the Holy Spirit, his own first gift for those who believe, to complete his work in the world, and to bring to fulfillment the sanctification of all. When the hour had come for him to be glorified by you, his heavenly Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. At supper with them he took bread, and when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Father, we now celebrate this memorial of our redemption, recalling Christ's death and his descent among the dead, proclaiming his resurrection and ascension to your right hand, awaiting his coming in glory, and offering to you from the gifts you have given us, this bread and this cup. We praise you and we bless you. We praise you, we bless you, we give thanks to you, and we pray to you, Lord our God. Lord, we pray that in your goodness and mercy, your Holy Spirit may descend upon us and upon these gifts, sanctifying them and showing them to be holy gifts for your holy people, the bread of life and the cup of salvation, the body and blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Grant that all who share this bread and cup may become one body and one spirit, a living sacrifice in Christ to the praise of your name. Remember, Lord, your one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church, redeemed by the blood of your Christ. Reveal its unity, guard its faith, and preserve it in peace. And grant that we may find our inheritance with the Blessed Virgin Mary, with patriarchs, prophets, apostles, and martyrs, with Blessed Thaddeus and all the saints who have found favor with you in ages past. We praise you in union with them and give you glory through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Through Christ and with Christ and in Christ, all honor and glory are yours, Almighty God and Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, forever and ever. Amen. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory.
Gifts of God for the people of God. Take them in remembrance that Christ died and rose for you. Feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. Thank you. Let us pray. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, you have graciously accepted us as living members of your Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, and you have fed us with spiritual food in the sacrament of his body and blood. Send us now into the world in peace and grant us strength and courage to love and serve you with gladness and singleness of heart, through Christ our Lord. Amen. May Almighty God, who has redeemed us and made us his children through the resurrection of his Son, our Lord, bestow upon you the riches of his blessing.
Amen.
May God, who through the water of baptism has raised us from sin into newness of life, make you holy and worthy to be united with Christ forever.
Amen.
May God, who has brought us out of bondage to sin into true and lasting freedom in the Redeemer, bring you to your eternal inheritance.
Amen.
And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you forever.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
Let us go forth in the name of Christ. Alleluia, alleluia.